Anthony Scaramucci goes on media blitz after public feud with Trump. By Christina Wong on August 21, 2019. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci has denied that he has turned on President Donald Trump in order to get more TV time. But a look at his TV appearances since their feud began on August 10 showed he has done more than one interview a day since, with most of them on CNN. The public feud began after Scaramucci, 55, bashed Trump's visits to El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, as a catastrophe during an interview on MSNBC on August 8. Shortly after, Trump tweeted. Scaramucci tweeted back. The next day, Scaramucci gave an interview to Axios on August 11, comparing Trump to Chernobyl and began a cable news show blitz. The next day, on August 12, he went on two separate CNN shows, New Day and Anderson Cooper 360. On August 13, he spoke to Sinclair Broadcast and Blaze TV host Eric Bolling. On August 14, he returned to CNN with host Aaron Burnett. On August 16, he appeared on MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews with fellow former White House staffer Omarosa Manigault-Newman. That same day, Vanity Fair published an interview with him. On Sunday, August 18, he did an interview with Fox News' Howard Kurtz. But the next week, he was back to CNN and MSNBC. On Monday, August 19, he published an op-ed in The Washington Post on why he turned on Trump. He went back on CNN twice on Monday, on Anderson Cooper 360 again, and on New Day with Allison Camerota. On Tuesday, he went back on CNN again with host Don Lemon. He also appeared on MSNBC's Velshi and Rule. That's 12 interviews, not counting his op-ed, in the span of 8 days. His last CNN appearance before this feud was on July 18, according to the network's video archive. As Lemon ended his segment with him on Tuesday night, he told Scaramucci, "See you next time."